Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What if your favorite celebrities in the Epstein Files? I highly doubt that Freddie Fazbear. Well, shit.
Welcome back. It's been a shit weekend. They got Freddie Fazbear. Anyway, kid's not here. He's still somewhere in had a stroke. I give up. Someone else take over.
Anyways, Dakota's trying to bring in Black History Month the wrong way.
Black History Month, you say?
Well, that's crazy. All right. We'll recap SmackDown. The Royal Rumble and Monday Night Raw. Get it started. Jesus Christ. We're starting off hot this stuff.
I don't know about hot, but it's certainly something.
All right, let's get started with SmackDown. In no particular order, we had an 8-man main event tag team match. Cody Rhodes, Randy Orton, Jey Uso, and Sami defeated The Vision, Bronson Reed, Bron Breakker, Logan Paul, and Austin Theory via disqualification.
Are we back to cross-branding now?
It's a new era, you know.
The 16th new era.
It's a new era every week.
Seen this tag team before. I mean, does it do anything for y'all? Like, we've seen it before. It's cool.
I hate these 8-man tags when they just throw all the faces and heels in a match and it's not Survivor Series. So we're never going to get one of those again anyway, but well.
I have nothing positive to say about this company.
Next we had, Melo did show up the last couple of shows. United States Championship match. I apologize. I don't remember this match going on. United States Championship. Carmelo Hayes defeated Rey Fénix. I honestly forgot about it because there's been so much shit.
I don't know how to feel about this, actually. And that, I think that's mostly part due to Rey Fénix. Putting him in a tag team and putting him out of tag team, it's kind of confusing what they want to do with the kid. So it's cool, I guess. But yeah. the match was cool, but like we always say, like, what are y'all gonna do with him since he fucking lost just now?
That's probably
what is his story?
Yeah, I'd have to go back and watch the whole thing over again because I don't remember any bit of this because the Rumble pissed me off so bad.
Damn.
Yeah. We'll go ahead and move on. Dakota, you got anything you want to add to this?
No. I got shit nice to say right now.
Next, we had the women's tag match between Charlotte Flair and Alexa Bliss versus The Judgment Day, Liv Morgan and Roxanne. A little bit of intervention from Stephanie Von Kerr. And then Raquel Rodriguez showed up later. Another one of these where I completely forgot it happened. I remember bits and pieces of it, but there's a lot of wrestling this weekend. Not a lot of good shit.
Don't worry, women's tag match is about to get way fucking worse.
Yep. We'll go ahead and move on. A mask versus mask match. Axiom defeated Johnny Gargano to reclaim his mask. Okay.
Nobody knew that Ciampa is over in AEW. Like, they kind of just like quietly.
He's already a champion in AEW.
You see, yeah. You want your five-star matches? Not at WWE, buddy.
It's a new era.
A lot of ass.
We're only in the second inning. You gotta be patient.
Next, we had a singles match between Dragunov and The Miz. Dragunov picked up the win. No surprise there. The Miz putting somebody else over.
He's a good man, Savannah.
I don't hate the match, but...
A good man. He's just in a bad situation right now, and he's trying to get out of it.
Damn. Damn.
All right, well, yeah, I mean, if you got sad music queued up, the next segment was AJ Styles and Gunther trading verbal shots.
I'm tired of Gunther, bro.
I mean, if we keeping a buck right now, we ass.
That's about the size of it. But that was SmackDown, the go-home show before the Royal Rumble.
It's always slop. Don't worry, guys.
I debated it whenever we were doing going over stuff before this, if we should even cover SmackDown, because it was just that bad and forgettable.
Should we fucking cover any? I mean, does it any of it even really matter anymore? I mean,
the only thing we should be covering right now, for at least the foreseeable future, if there is a pay-per-view, just forgetting SmackDown exists. Because they just forget the show even happened half the time anyway, except for like
the last the promo. 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like the week of a pay-per-view.
You ain't got to watch trash. Nothing. Nothing matters. God forbid we have a coherent fucking storyline.
All right. Show grades. I'm going to go ahead and give it an F.
Z minus.
I said a Dragunov and Carmelo, but I don't. The rest of the weekend kind of overshadowed everything.
I'm going to give it a C.
Triple H got to be in the Epstein files, man.
Vince McMahon wasn't mentioned once so far in the drops. That's crazy to me.
You know who else wasn't mentioned once? OldGlory.com. Old Glory, where you can get your officially licensed sports and music memorabilia. Use code CHEAPPOP to get a 25% discount off at checkout. Again, that's code CHEAPPOP, all caps, one word. Saves you 25%, makes us just a couple pennies.
Diabolical. Before we get into this next segment, we'd just like to congratulate Mo on year number 2 being on the podcast. And, oh no, it's just coming back. You hate to see it.
Always holding a black man down. Can't have shit with Lesnar around.
Oh, y'all mute.
I said, and it's Black History Month. Yeah, you know it's cooked. Brock showing up on Black History Month is over.
With his hair like that, too. That's crazy.
It's all disgusting work. Not as disgusting as the Royal Rumble. Anyway, down the card in order. First, we start with the Women's Royal Rumble. Surprisingly, no TNA or AAA entrance, really.
Well, I mean, it's not surprising at all. Is where it's at, and they'd have to make an outfit they're only going to wear once.
The most disgusting fact is Brie Bella coming in at 29.
Was that what was the big surprise supposed to be? That's what I wanted to know.
Brie Bella.
Dad? No pop.
Your first elimination was Lola Vice. Most time in the ring, Charlotte Flair with 59 minutes and 50 seconds.
They did finally get her out before the Final Four.
Correct. The Final Four being Sol Ruka, Liv Morgan, Raquel Rodriguez, and Tiffany Stratton, with Liv winning it. Anybody got anything good to see? Say?
Sol Ruka put on a show, and that's really about it.
And Lash.
And Lash, too.
And Lash.
Yep. Those two stole the show and probably should have been the two fighting at the end, because we should put over new talent for once, you know? I've been keeping up with it for the past 5 or 6 years, and it's been the same handful of people at the top. But, you know.
It's not even a good top policy, anyway.
But like Roman says, man, they gave him 2 years, couldn't put anybody else over.
Nobody, even the women, couldn't put nobody over. Sad.
Definitely. Only in the third inning. Now the match is going to just piss us all off.
Yep, it's AJ versus Gunther with Gunther winning.
No video package, no proper send-off, not even in Georgia.
Sent my man off in Saudi, bro.
This is the match to maybe unsubscribe from ESPN Plus.
I can't promise you I'm going to watch another WWE produced show in the next anytime soon.
I mean, we watched Netflix, but that's different. If you already got Netflix, you might as well.
I was even miserable watching that shit. But we'll get there. Next, the only match to end correctly, really. Drew McIntyre versus Sami Zayn, with Drew getting the win. The only problem is Sami will win next year at WrestleMania because for some reason Mania is going to fucking Saudi Arabia with a bingo hall-sized crowd at the Royal Rumble. I'll fuck this goddamn company.
Why the fuck did they just put a light show where the tickets that they didn't sell? What are we doing?
The fucking money, man.
And then the people that usually sit across from the hard camera in those like premium seats at the bottom, like the guy with the green shirt, the Trinidad flag guy, those people, they moved them to the opposite side so the Saudi princes could be sitting there.
It didn't even pay attention to the fucking show. Fuck them. Fuck the whole cunt. Nuke them. Drop a nuke right now. Don't give a fuck. Fire at the Black Hawk. Throw on some Chief Keef. I'm over it.
I've already...
The Saudi prince is in the Epstein files. Take him out.
Yep. I don't plan on buying the game either. Usually I buy that and pre-order it, but I ain't doing that either now.
Yeah, usually I'd already pre-ordered the $150 edition. That ship sailed. I just downloaded the ROM for the old TNA game. I'm going to play it on my computer. Be fucking happy.
Hell yeah.
I knew y'all hated the Rumble, but god damn, boy.
I'm tired of spending money on shit that I'm not getting entertained by. The pay-per-views. The regular shows are fine. Like the pay-per-views, the build-ups with no payoff is getting old.
Let me say, I'll be watching AEW tomorrow. If it's even a cunt hair better, I will be switching over.
I don't know if I can do it. TNA, though, I could probably get into that. There's people I actually know who the hell they are. The Hardys are over there.
You get Dolph Ziggler's Nick Nemeth over there. I'm sure Styles is about to go over there and finish out a run, do TNA in New Japan. Everybody wants him at AEW, but I just... Even then, I'll still watch it.
I can say, didn't Dolph show... No, I'm thinking about something else. I thought he showed up like a couple weeks ago.
He did for the Cena retirement tournament. I love Dolph. They could have done so much more with that man.
We got a laundry list of guys they could have done stuff with and just didn't.
You're not fucking wrong. Speaking of a laundry list of guys who should have done something, the men's Royal Rumble.
Let me address something real quick. The Powerhouse Hobbs showing up and then his name being Royce Keyes. Social media jumped the gun on that one a little too soon, per usual.
He's got a good reason for the name change.
Yeah, the name is his, the first name is his son's name, and then the last name is his mother's maiden name. Chill out. It ain't that bad.
There's been worse names.
It really ain't that bad. Plus, everybody will forget his name was Powerhouse Hobbs here in about a month.
Just absolute unit of a man.
But that was a big surprise entrance. I was not expecting that.
Nobody was also expecting a first eliminated Braun Breaker. Fucking stupid.
They actually did something with a story there. I don't mind it.
Unless Adam Pearce is the one in the black hood that took him out, I don't give a fuck.
Well, the Heyman and Breaker were already saying it was Rollins, so it's probably not Rollins.
Yeah, I don't think it was Rollins.
It's Jake. Might Hall. Be Logan. It's Jake. Guarantee it.
Yeah, Jake for Logan. Yeah.
Does Jake have a hand tattoo? Actually, that would be important.
But I don't mind this.
It is not Jake Paul, unless he threw a shit ton of makeup on his hands.
Or Finn? No, Finn. Oh no, you said hand tattoo. Never mind.
Yeah. And that is way too tan to be Finn. I love Finn Balor, but that is a pasty man. That is the Irish.
Yeah.
Obafemi went one. I think he also went the longest. I'm not positive.
Yeah, he did. He was in there for a long time.
You had
no payoff versus Lesnar, though. That kind of that upset me. But
disgusting.
Absolutely disgusting. Like John said earlier, you had Hobbs debut. John's favorite surprise entrance, Mr. Iguana.
Why?
Because it's funny.
Everybody knows I hate those comedy acts like that.
Chad Gable came back as the original El Grande.
The second they had him come out, Macy was like looking at me trying not to laugh because I have to fucking... I can't stand. I like a comedy act, but like when they're actually funny, that dude's not fucking funny.
He's Chad, yo, fuck with Chad.
No, Mr. Iguana.
Chad's
Mr. Iguana. Oh, yeah, no.
Chad looked like he put on 40 pounds of fucking muscle.
I mean, he was already
big. Yeah.
It's just the rest of the guys who wear the fucking Americano mask look really slender.
They lean. Yeah. Lean and slender.
Yeah. I like Ludwig Kaiser, though, so.
You mean Randall from Monsters, Inc.? Yeah.
Well, you're not wrong, but who else showed up? La Parca showed up from AAA. It's not the original La Parca.
Yeah, the dude was too tall to be La Parca.
Well,
they called him out there, and I was like, I thought he was...
Well, there's two now, technically. There's...
Why do you have my guy Santos pop up, man?
No one knows, but there's technically two La Parcas now. This La Parca is not the... WCW, ECW, La Parca. That would be LA Park. Well, it was LA Park.
All right, man.
He died in 2020. They separated it because AAA technically had the name.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's because in 2003, the original La Parca joined CMLL, and CMLL and AAA hate each other. That's why during the Forbidden Door pay-per-views for... excuse me, AEW and such, that Rey Fénix and Penta weren't allowed because they were with AAA.
Mm.
And the New Japan guys are with CMLL, and they would not allow them to be on the show. Well, you don't... If you're a lucha wrestler, you don't piss off your lucha company.
Yeah, and they have, like, the same character. But it's a different character.
That's also technically why Rey Mysterio is allowed to wear his mask still after being unmasked in WCW, because Rey Mysterio Jr. and Rey Mysterio are technically two different wrestlers in their eyes. The luchadors are very serious about the rules.
Okay.
Maybe we should have some of that, them rules here. Maybe shit wouldn't make sense. But your final four, Gunther, Randy Orton, Roman Reigns, who ended up winning the match, and then, of course, fucking Logan Paul again.
But I'm happier that we're not happy. I'm better with Logan Paul in the match than fucking Gunther. Why the fuck is he out there? He just had a match. You mean tell me you didn't have one extra guy back there just to send out to throw over the ropes?
You mean you're telling me we couldn't finally do something with LA Knight?
Gulag.
You couldn't give me a payoff for the Brock Lesnar Obafemi stare down, which is honestly a match I fucking need. Go ahead and inject that into my veins.
Whoa,
unless they're going to make it a squash match.
I doubt it'll be a squash match. You can't squash Obafemi like that. I'll be goddamn.
You sure?
I mean, didn't they do Mark Henry like...
I'll blow my shit smooth off, I swear to God. I'm a paid...
You forgot this company don't fuck with black people like that for some reason.
I will buy the most expensive tickets to the SmackDown coming in Louisville, get the whole ring tour and everything with Triple H and everybody, and blow my shit off smooth. Just blow my shit off in front of him. I'm done. Fuck him. Jey Uso's entrance lasting 3.5 hours, fucking crazy.
You gotta hit Triple H with like a who fucking farted before you blow your head off the way that he's fucked up for life. It's like, how bad was that fart? What the fuck?
Jey Uso's entrance lasted so long, by the time he got to the ring, Roman was coming out.
Roman was coming out, and I think, didn't Brock get eliminated? But
Brock got eliminated during it. Like, not, I'm more than just an entrance. Couldn't fucking fool me. Thank God Roman punched him in the mouth when they tried to run it back.
My God. That one was for everybody.
I literally laughed out loud when I seen that happen.
We're tired. Hit him again.
Where are the prophets at? Where are the street prophets?
Anywhere but here.
Back to the point you just made.
No, that was the Rumble.
They don't mess with the melanated. They do not. Getting on my fucking nerves. Why the hell the street prophets have one of the better tag team promos, and you don't see them anywhere, but you'll see the Wyatt shit get paraded out there.
You got a tag team of two absolutely elite guys that are literally the whole package by themselves if they wanted to be, and you don't do a goddamn thing with them.
And only one of them talks in the Wyatt shits. Only one of them talks in the Wyatt shits, and only one of them talks in the MFT. Solo's the only one that talks, and Uncle Howdy's the only one that talks with the Wyatt Six. At least Montez and fucking Dawkins both talk.
Well, at least with the MFTs, promo. Tom is fun.
Yeah.
All for it. Love it.
They may be lucky Solo's funny. That's the only thing saving them, the MFTs.
You keep Solo upper mid card and the act he's got now, I can rock with it. You put him back in that serious enforcer role, no. But show grades before I have a fucking aneurysm and not a good count.
Unsubscribed.
You did. I give him a C, man.
I'm gonna give him a.
This house is a fucking prison on planet bullshit in the galaxy of this sucks camel dicks.
Accurate.
It's my live reaction in a Texas Roadhouse watching this.
Well, at least Raw was fun
at least
to watch.
Monday night. Yeah, at least hold on, I gotta bring it up. Because I can.
What was it fun to watch? Because this is about how I felt the entire time.
God, please give me patience.
Because if I don't know why, but the Philly crowd was terrible. I'm going to need
bail money.
What'd you say?
The Philly crowd was ass.
Cause they didn't give them nothing.
They gave shit. Javon Evans and who do you go against?
Tennessee.
Javon Evans put on the show, man. Javon Evans and El Grande Americano. At least Javon Evans went off.
We're talking
like,
about
the Swanton Bomb.
This is some casual fans, though. This is casual fans. You gotta parade Cody out there for at least 3 minutes, and then get it going.
I was like, did nobody like that he jumped from one post to the other side of the ring? Like, nobody did think that was...
Everybody at home thought it was cool. The people in the arena were like, okay.
I loved it.
Yeah, they made it seem like people do that every day on Raw or something. I'm like, bro, only a handful of people can do that.
I think my problem is I discovered Ring of Honor in New Japan in 2016, and I've just been chasing that high ever since.
Yeah, maybe, my brother, maybe. Since we kind of just went over the Javon Evans and El Grande Americano match, what did y'all think of?
Excuse me.
Javon Evans didn't get the love from the crowd like he should have, but I mean, we already touched on it. But it was a fine match. It was fine.
I feel like he probably never will, honestly. No, I don't think they know what to do with him.
As long as they don't do him like how they did Ricochet.
Well, the problem with Ricochet is the man could not talk.
Aha! Or whatever the hell he did.
Bald! Anyway. I can't relate. You know, I got all this going on.
All right. Next, we had... This is no order, by the way. I think we had... Dominic Mysterio, bring out Liv, who had her promo.
Pasta, a verse, please.
Yeah. She had that on. She had that shit on.
A verse on Temptation, if you will.
What'd you say? She usually looks like what stereotype? Stereotype of what she usually look like. She got the Cookie Monster pajamas. Those are her fans.
She got tattoos of her kid's name, but don't got custody of her kids type shit, you know?
Yeah, a big Jelly Roll fan. Yeah.
Oh, nasty work, man.
She looks like she listens to a lot of Tom McDonald, if you know what I mean.
Shit, she didn't look like that yesterday. Yesterday, I don't know. Man.
Bark, respectfully.
Respectfully.
Y'all don't and, yearn like I yearn.
We had Raquel come out and ask her what happened at the Rumble because the lift her out. And then promptly told her to stay her ass in the back during her match with Stephanie Bakur.
In the business, we call that foreshadowing.
You think Raquel's out of there? You think Raquel's out?
What's up? Female Kevin Nash, probably. Yeah.
I hate that's accurate. Fuck.
I mean, they call her Big Sexy like they used to with Kevin Nash.
I mean, she's fine, but...
Past another verse.
All right, foreshadowing. We think she's out of New Day. Or I was about to say New Day, Judgment Day.
Close enough.
I just meant the foreshadowing of stay your ass in the back.
Stay your ass in the back.
Judgment Day's about to dissolve entirely.
Yeah, because Finn's on his own. Ain't nobody seen JD. Where JD been at? Big Pump. Funko Pop head ass.
He's at the Funko Pop Factory getting measurements for a new line coming out.
I was going to say he's getting ready for Bobblehead Day at one of the baseball parks.
Yeah, I ain't seen him in a minute.
No, it's all right. Just terrible.
Man. I didn't mind that. I thought that was pretty good. At least they're, introducing a story they're injecting something into Judgment Day. So,
yep.
And then we get to the match.
We're going to skip that match, but next we're going to talk about your boy, the ruler.
The ruler.
The ruler.
That's how you fucking book a monster.
The ruler.
Fucked up.
We had the Orba Femi. Yeah, it was supposed to be a tag team match.
But it don't matter.
Those guys took some nasty bumps, and they were flying around the ring, too.
They're not small dudes.
No. Those were some bumps.
I became a fan of Oba. I think it was the NXT before WrestleMania. I want to say 2 years ago. But they had that NXT match for the U.S. the North American Championship. It was him, Dijak, and someone else. And that's what I fell in love with this man. This dude is ridiculous. He's the total package. He is a Vince McMahon wet dream.
If he was white, but yes, I get your point.
If he was white.
Fair, but just go ahead.
The way that he ran into that turnbuckle, bro. All right, man.
Cinema.
And it don't make no sense to be that damn big and fast, bro. No sense at all. But it was literally a squash match. So, that's what I was like, who was his partner? That's what I want to know. Who was his partner supposed to be?
No, he ruled a no contest. You just fucked him up before it even started.
He don't need a partner. He with his goddamn self.
He's still not on a program.
As much as you hate Brock Lesnar, he's kind of like Brock Lesnar, just a massive fucking man with no business being that strong or that quick for his size.
And no allegations.
Yeah, that's true too.
Yeah, piss on it. That's so the next one.
I swear to God, if Oba ends up in the files, I might kill myself. I'm just real suicidal recently. I've been watching wrestling.
Oh my God. He's still not signed to a brand, so he's still a free agent.
That means he's going to be on SmackDown doing the same thing.
Hey, put him on SmackDown.
Have him run through the Wyatt shits, all five of them. With a can of Raid. Get the bug spray on him.
You know, give me Oba versus Jacob Fatu. I want to see something.
Ooh.
We won't get a clean finish there. No way.
For the love of the game, baby. That's for the love of the game match right there.
Nah, that is.
For the love of the game, that is Dick Cheney, all right?
Oh, my God. Not in the files, just out there being heinous. Not in the for the love of the game.
The man's a villain, not a monster, all right?
He's just a piece of shit. Hey, you gotta respect it. I don't even want to talk about this. Bella Twins are back. Cut the promo.
I literally turned the goddamn TV off.
This was so bad. The Eagles fans were chanting poop, and she was like, are y'all booing? Are y'all booing because I didn't make the Super Bowl? Like, oh my God, cut her mic off.
Nasty.
And then she figured out who they were saying. And then Brie got the worst. This is why she was, they called her Brie mode. The whole reason they called her Brie mode is because Stephanie McMahon was calling her dumb. And then they made t-shirts out of this. Well, they're going Brie mode. It's because she couldn't say retard. Like,
like you said, like y'all said, who are fans of these people?
It showed three people in the crowd, and I swear they were plants because the camera went right to them.
I don't know. To the Bella Twins and all of their fans, I only got one thing to say.
You guys are assholes. Especially Nikki. I hate her the most.
Fucking waste of goddamn space.
That was...
You can melt Nikki Bella down and make 6 Lego sets of Minra's Toss, alright?
Anybody from that era, that in between the Attitude Era where they can kind of wrestle, and that period in between now, where the Women's Revolution thing, they all need to stay away. None of them could fucking wrestle outside of Naomi and Natalya. That is it. Throw AJ Lee in there, maybe. But that's it.
I miss Naomi.
Same. But it starts and ends with those three. Everybody else just was out there parading their coochie around. Like, what are we doing?
Not even good coochie. Like, fucking Crown Vic with 39% APR, coochie, man. Buy here, pay here type shit. Tony Melito ass coochie, all right?
Oh, my goodness.
Half of them had OnlyFans accounts now for the change you can find on your couch. Now, this is not good.
And ain't nobody paying it, all right? Nickels the size of quarters when you ain't ever had a dollar, and we ain't wasting shit.
We got to move on.
Okay.
from this mat or this segment or like just wrestling in general? I'm down for
just both. This segment. Penta versus Bronson Reed. Don't know why this.
Because we like Penta.
They're trying to push Penta, but don't know how to do it.
And I'm glad LA Knight came in. Glad LA Knight popped back up. Push and getting his revenge.
Push LA Knight. Push Penta. Give Bronson Reed to Oba. I think that would be fun.
Won't have a single clean finish because, God forbid, somebody loses.
I'm not mad at that.
I'm just worried
they're going to... mean the Bronson Reed Oba match.
I'm just worried they're going to fuck up Oba Femi. They bill him from Nigeria. I'm worried they're going to have him like start scamming people on SmackDown or something.
That's got to be right.
Probably, but also statistically...
Quit calling my phone.
I think it's like 45% of Nigeria's GDP is actual scamming. It's disgusting. Same with Pakistan, but we could solve that one with 2 sticks of Old Spice. Quit calling my phone. I'll be nicer. We're here to talk to you about your car's extended warranty. I got a 99 Chevy Tahoe, all right? The extended warranty died with the Twin Towers.
Oddly enough, not Building 7. Don't look into it.
In a match that went way too long.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it was the end of the show. It went so long.
It went too long. Stephanie Vaquer beating Raquel Rodriguez.
And could have made this match 10, 15 minutes and took out every slow spot, and it'd have been a decent match.
Yes.
This match could have been an email.
It could have been a potential to be good.
It had a potential to be good. It's just too long, bro.
Not every match needs to be 30-plus minutes.
AEW, looking at you.
It's also one of my biggest complaints with Becky Lynch matches. They end up getting good by the time I no longer give a fuck.
At least Becky Lynch matches have a little bit of a build right before the end. This had nothing.
That weak-ass table spot at the end just sent me over.
Raquel, at the first 10 minutes of the match, looked all right, and then the last 20 was just sloppy.
She just looked like she blew up.
You probably just ran out of steam, bro. Like, can't... Come on.
The part where she was trying to throw chairs in, and then she got whacked by her own chair because it hit the rope.
Nasty work.
Yeah, and then Corey Graves, not missing a beat, goes, you gotta watch the chairs. They come back sometimes.
You say chairs have a... Chairs have a mind of their own.
Yeah.
Chairs have a mind of their own.
Again, you could have made this 10, 15 minutes.
And it would have been a good match.
Yes.
It would have been a real good match.
To anyone complaining that listening, they don't like the women. You know, women used to get the 3-minute matches and would pray for some shit like this. We just want the matches to be watchable.
And the match was good. Like we said, it was good. The first 10 to 15 minutes.
Yeah. Say for like the past year, the women are carrying the company, all right?
Yes, that is correct.
Now, if you ask me about their voting rights.
You lost them there.
Yeah. Shouts out to Big Jim and Jay with the fire merch. But we had the Roman Reigns and CM Punk promo to end the night.
I can sum up the promo. Very good promo. Hold on.
I hate you guys. You guys are assholes. Especially Kenny. I hate him the most.
Did you click the right one?
Yes, that's all it was.
Oh, okay.
Either that or I could just throw in, you know, Kendrick Lamar. You know, I hate the way that you walk, the way that you
talk. Yeah, I mean, that's practically what he said.
The callback to CM Punk's podcast with Coach Nevada was nice by Roman. That saying you got on with your best friend's podcast and bashed everybody in the company. Good callback, because I don't think Punk knew how to handle that. His face changed a lot during that.
I mean, what did you call us? Z-bros? I was like, God. I feel like he wanted to call him nigga. I think he wanted to call him nigga, but couldn't say it.
Yeah. Are Samoans allowed to say it?
No, I don't think so.
I'm going to defer to you on that one.
I don't think you can say it.
You don't rightly have a dog in this fight.
But yeah, excellent. I guess a good way to end the night.
I mean, it was a good
pretty
promo.
Much so WrestleMania. So WrestleMania, at least the first night.
This is definitely a night one main event. This isn't big enough for night two.
Night two is going to somehow be Cody Rhodes getting the title back.
Yeah, night two is going to be the overbooked bullshit where everybody runs in.
For Cody and Drew McIntyre?
No, but it'll probably be something to do with the Vision where everybody has to run in. We'll see. We'll get there eventually whenever Triple H decides.
We know. If it's a triple threat and it's Jacob, Drew, and Cody.
There you go. There's your overbooked stuff.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
It's always, the second night is always overbooked. There's too many people in the ring. You can't just have a one-on-one. It's going to be a 37-on-30.
I like that, though. I like that triple threat as long as there's no fucking run-ins. That's going to be the problem.
You ain't getting that.
The triple threat on night one last year was how you should do it.
Yeah, with CM, Seth, and Roman.
Yeah.
And Paul Heyman turning on everybody. Yeah, that was pretty good. Don't fuck that up.
Oh, they're going to. Don't you worry.
don't fuck this up.
Logan Paul is going to somehow win the world title.
At least he's been on Raw. I mean, at least he's showing up every week. Shit,
better than Sami Zayn.
Don't worry, he wins it next year at Mania in Saudi.
Nightmare situation would be Logan Paul versus Sami Zayn World Title WrestleMania.
There it is. You done fucked us. Congratulations.
The absolute worst outcome.
That sounds diabolically disgusting.
Oh, well,
yeah.
You know where that match won't happen? Probably Japan.
All right, you are.
Facts. Well, and that was Raw, folks.
B+.
Yeah, Raw was pretty good, man.
D, I had to turn my TV off. You put the Bellas on my screen.
He's like, I'm out. He's like, they put that on.
It's called the
He's like, they put that shit on. He's like, they put that shit on. I can't watch it.
The promo was so bad they buried themselves, so that's why I couldn't give it anything lower or higher.
I literally turned it off. It had John text me when they got off the screen.
That was really bad.
They buried themselves.
It was awkward.
They think they're more important than they actually are, and it's kind of fun to watch.
I don't know if it's them or the company thinks that. Both. They think talent's sexually transmitted, and then their stepdad's John Laurinaitis.
Who is also a a monster.
Not in a good way.
Yeah.
B. Yeah, I give it a B. I'll give it a B plus two.
D minus Bella tax.
God damn, that's a big tax.
A hefty fine.
We're all used to big taxes by now. You know, this country was started over a 3% tax.
Well, that's a recaps. Anything else happen?
Tommaso Ciampa's already TNT champion on NAW on his second show.
All right.
Gargano next. You think he's going to go over to?
Probably. If he was smart, he would.
I think AJ gets a couple-month run in TNA and a couple in New Japan just to fully do the lap.
If that's really his last match.
They had nothing for him creatively, honestly. So, I mean, it sucks, but, like, what else are they going to do?
Not send him off in fucking Saudi.
That's true, but we know how.
Back with sales for him. I mean, damn, you could have. Hey, come on. I just. Never mind. We did see that series. They don't know how to book shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
What do we do with.
If he ends up in TNA, I'm actually fine with what happened. Just let him go.
I told you what they should have done. You had him, you know, win the Rumble, win the title, and then every match for the title is title versus career, basically. When he loses the title, he retires. AEW did it with Daniel Bryan, and it was actually entertaining for about 3-4 months. This man single-handedly made SmackDown the show to watch when they moved it to live television and quit doing pre-taped SmackDowns. Made SmackDown a respectable brand again after 10 years of damn near being main event, honestly.
Yep. Yep. I think we should save that for next week. Maybe put a list together of some of his better matches.
Hopefully I could say TNA had him on, and what is it, two Thursdays that comes on?
Yep. But
the Clintons will testify. Thank you, Bill and Hillary. Open this shit up.
What? You cut off like halfway through. I just heard thank you, Bill and Hillary.
Oh, they're going to testify.
Well, burn it to the ground. Yeah, I heard you.
Okay. Yeah.
Anyways, make sure you follow us everywhere you do social media at Cheap Pop Productions and on TikTok, Pop This Potty for the Cheap. Hit the Donnie button.
Oh, I got you. Let me scroll.
Hey! Oh, Austin! Austin stunned the Donald!
What?
Stunned
for the Cheap.
Good God almighty! What a WrestleMania! Stone Cold just stunned Donald Trump!